In January, a 14-year-old boy was shot by a Tempe police officer named Joseph Hine. The teen's name was Antonio Arce, and now the Tempe Police Department has announced that Officer Hine has resigned. According to a statement from the department, the resignation is separate from the criminal review of the shooting of Arce. Here to tell us more about the case is Bree Burkett, the Arizona Republic's public safety reporter. Bree, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I want to start with a little bit about this case. I know you were able to speak to Antonio's family a little bit about it. Tell us what happened that night.
So on that day, basically, Officer Joseph Hine was responding to reports of a possible vehicle burglary going on in an alley in Tempe. He arrives, and according to police, he saw someone in the cab of a truck holding what he thought was a gun. The person who was in the truck exited the vehicle, and that person was later identified as Antonio. And as Officer Hine approached him, the person ran. And so as that individual ran, Officer Hine did fire at him, striking him in the back. It turns out that the officer thought Arce had was actually a non-lethal airsoft gun still with the orange tip on it.
Mm-hmm. There's been some video released of this, but not the complete video, I understand. What does it show?
That's correct. So the complete video has not been released. A shortened version was released to the media and the public shortly after the shooting. A few select media members, including myself, did view the full video. And I mean, it's hard to watch, obviously. It shows Hine shooting the teen. And in the moments he does realize it is a teen and it is a toy gun. And you are also able to see the weapon under Arce's body.
Yeah.
And the police response as they are trying to save his life.
Right. Okay. So there was quite a response to this after the shooting because he was 14 and because of the toy gun. What kind of community response has there been to this new news so far that the officer is resigning?
The community response about the resignation has been a bit quieter. I think, you know, this incident drew huge attention in the Valley. Local activist groups have tried to take over Tempe City Council meetings to force them to talk about this issue, to fire Hine, to take action at this point. But the news of the resignation has been a lot quieter. We've seen some groups kind of come out and say, you know, this is a step, but it doesn't seem like it's enough to them because it is a voluntary resignation, as far as we know, as mm-hmm. opposed to him actually being let go. And at this point, no criminal charges have been filed, and he is not. The administrative investigation is still ongoing as well.
Like I mentioned, you were able to speak to Antonio's family. What do they say about all of this? I mean, what would they like to see happen?
So back when we spoke to them, they wanted to see Officer Hine lose his job, as well as they wanted to see him charged with murder. We have not spoken to them since the news of the resignation came out. We know they are aware of it from speaking to the activist groups who are in connection with them. But it sounds like at this point, they don't want to speak publicly. They have been really private recently just because this has been devastating for their family.
Yeah. And as far as Tempe police, what are they saying about this resignation? I know they said it was separate from this investigation, which will continue, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So Officer Hine had been on administrative leave since the shooting occurred in January. And so the criminal investigation was completed and forwarded to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office in February. They will then determine whether or not he should be charged with anything or whether the use of force was justified. Tempe Police has said the administrative investigation is still ongoing, and we don't have a timeline of when that will be completed. And we likely won't get a comment on anything until once that's done.
Right. So no sense at this point from Tempe Police Department of whether or not this will result in a change of policy or training or anything like that for officers?
Right, that's correct. Nothing, and we probably won't hear anything for a while.
All right. That's Bree Burkett with the Arizona Republic. Thank you so much for joining us, Bree.
Thank you.